Hello everyone, this is Jeff, the Dallas Stars Hockey Edition pregame show. The NHL just announced that we have a very, very rigorous schedule to get caught back up, and I'm hoping this will be good. I think we're going to have to be very focused. We got 43 games in the next 73 days. It's going to be a very hard schedule. But I'm wondering if it might not be bad that we're having to play this many games in a short amount of time. I think it's going to show exactly how good we really are. It may turn something that could be considered a downfall into an opportunity. We're playing Florida again in about 45 minutes. I'm ready to see everything come together. We have a good power play. We have a good penalty kill. I want to see more power plays. I want to see less of the penalty kill. We need to see more discipline today. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon game. I hope that a lot of people will be watching the game today. I'm not sure who's goaltending yet. I didn't see the lineup. But I think Anton deserves another shot because, man, he was incredible the other day. So like I said earlier when I was talking about everybody needing to come together, I want to know what leadership in this locker room this afternoon is going to be there to help the young players to know it's time to step up. I want to know if Joe Pavelski or Jamie Benn had a speech or said something to rally the troops. It's time. We just need one win to start a winning streak. That's all we need. You know, it takes one win to get a roll going. So, today we play Florida, and this weekend we play the Tampa Bay Lightning. But let's focus on today. It's interesting, that one day at a time thing that applies to so many things in our lives really needs to apply to this thing called hockey today. So anyway, we will talk after the game. Let's see how it turns out. Anyway, I would like once again to give a formal invitation to Razor or Daryl Ray, our wonderful broadcaster on the games that we've had forever. I've sent you a tweet. I would love for you to come on and be a part of this podcast, because I think we could have a lot of wonderful conversations about what's happening in the next 43 days. I'd like to see what your perspective is. Now, I know a lot about the sport, but, you know, opportunities to be around someone that's greater than I am, obviously. So, yes, I'm calling you out to say hello. I've been watching you since I was a kid, and I would love to see that happen. I will continue every so often in a few podcasts here and there to bring your name up, and hopefully you get a chance to listen. One of the things I got to watch last night, for those that don't know who Doc Emmerich is, he's the greatest broadcaster of hockey that we've ever had. And I felt like last night I was trying to learn from him a lot. And I was re-listening to some of my podcasts the last few days. And I'm going to start doing some more research, and I want to give you a better product, because I don't think I have been giving you the product that you deserve. Anyway, let's get ready for the game. Hopefully by the end of the game, we'll have some very positive things to talk about and a win in our disposal, because we just need to get started. Let's get it rolling. One game at a time. We still have a chance to pick up some points. Some valuable points. And as Rick Bonus said, we didn't deserve to win the other night. A lot of things we did wrong, but let's see if we learn from them. Like I said once before, this team is an incredible hockey team that I believe and I believed in my whole life. And now we've got to put the finished product on the ice today. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a great afternoon, and we will talk afterwards. Go Stars, and this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute.